Little Prince, Chapter 15, Part 2. Welcome back to Amber Story House. I'm Amber. 还没有听过 Part 1的朋友，可以先听一下 Part 1的中英文朗读，或是直接试一试这一集没有中文翻译的全英文版本也可以。那我们先讲解重点单字。在开始之前，请到 Instagram 参考文字档，并点一下贴文右下的收藏功能，方便之后复习哦。Then let's get started.Vocabulary number one, inhabit, 居住. Gentleman who wrote voluminous books. 例句, These remote islands are inhabited only by birds.
这些偏僻的岛屿上只有鸟类栖息.
These remote islands are inhabited only by birds. Number two, exclaim, 惊呼.
原文Oh, look, here is an explorer, he exclaimed to himself when he saw the little prince coming.
例句, she exclaimed in delight upon hearing the news.
她听到这个消息高兴地大叫。
She exclaimed in delight upon hearing the news. Number three, single,
单一的,单身的。
原文, I haven't a single explorer on my planet.
例句,Not a single person offered to help her.
没有一个人主动出来帮她。
Not a single person offered to help her. Number four, recall,
回想。
原文 He asks them questions, and he notes down what they recall of their travels.
例句 He recalled that he had sent a letter over a month ago.
他回想起一个多月前就已经把信寄出了。
He recalled that he had sent a letter over a month ago.
Number 5. Inquiry,
询问、调查。
原文 The geographer orders an inquiry into the explorer's moral character.
例句 I've been making inquiries about the cost of the ticket.
我一直在打听票的价格。
I've been making inquiries about the cost of the ticket. Number 6.Character,
特征、性格。
例句 It's not in his character to be jealous.
他不是个爱嫉妒的人。
It's not in his character to be jealous. Number 7, disaster,
灾难。
原文 Because an explorer who told lies would bring disaster on the books of the geographer.
例句
It would be a disaster for him if he lost his job.
对他而言，如果丢了工作，那将是一场灾难。
It would be a disaster for him if he lost his job. Number 8, record,
记录。这个单字要小心哦，它当动词的时候念 record， 当名词的时候念 record。
OK， 原文 We do not record flowers, said the geographer.
例句
She records everything that happens to her in her diary.
她把发生在自己身上的事情都记在了日记里。
She records everything that happens to her in her diary. Number 9, rarely,
很少的。
原文 It is very rarely that a mountain changes its position.
这个原文的例句其实比较正确的文法应该是 It is very rare that, 但它用副词去表达。就是比较文学上可以接受的，但我们现在生活上或是你现今要用的话，你要用形容词的方式，就是 It's very rare that， 把它当形容词。
好，例句 We rarely see each other now，
我们现在很少见面。
We rarely see each other now. Number 10, internal，
永恒的。
原文 We wrote of internal things.
例句 They will never stop their internal arguing. 他们俩永远吵不完。
They will never stop their internal arguing.
《The Little Prince, Chapter 15. The sixth planet was 10 times larger than the last one. It was inhabited by an old gentleman who wrote voluminous books.
Oh, look, here is an explorer,
he explained to himself when he saw the little prince coming. The little prince sat down on the table and panted a little. He had already traveled so much and so far.
"Where do you come from?"
the old gentleman said to him.
"What is that big book?" said the little prince. "What are you doing?"
"I am a geographer,"
the old gentleman said to him.
"What is a geographer?"
asked the little prince.
"A geographer is a scholar who knows the location of all the seas, rivers, towns, mountains, and deserts."
"That is very interesting," said the little prince. "Here at last is a man who has a real profession."
And he cast a look around him at the planet of the geographer. It was the most magnificent and stately planet that he had ever seen.
"Your planet is very beautiful," he said. "Has it any oceans?"
"I couldn't tell you," said the geographer.
"And towns and rivers and deserts?"
"I couldn't tell you that either."
"But you are a geographer."
"Exactly,"
the geographer said.
"But I'm not an explorer. I haven't a single explorer on my planet. It is not a geographer who goes out to count the towns, the rivers, the mountains, the seas, the oceans, and the deserts. The geographer is much too important to go laughing about. He does not leave his desk, but he receives the explorers in his study. He asks them questions, and he notes down what they recall of their troubles. And if the recollections of anyone among them seem interesting to him, the geographer orders inquiry into the explorer's moral character."
"Why is that?"
"Because an explorer who told lies would bring disaster on the books of the geographer. So would an explorer who drank too much."
"Why is that?"
asked the little prince.
"Because intoxicated men see double. Then the geographer would note down two mountains in a place where there was only one."
"I know someone," said the little prince, "who would make a bad explorer."
"That is possible." "Then when the moral character of the explorer is shown to be good, an inquiry is ordered into his discovery."
"One goes to see it?"
"No, that would be too complicated. But one requires the explorer to furnish proofs. For example, if the discovery in question is that of a large mountain, one requires that large stones be brought back from it."
The geographer was suddenly stirred to excitement.
"But you come from far away. You are an explorer. You shall describe your planet to me."
And having opened his big register, the geographer sharpened his pencil. The recitals of explorers are put down first in pencil. One waits until the explorer has furnished proofs before putting them down in ink.
"Well?"
said the geographer expectantly.
Where I live," said the little prince. "It is not very interesting. It is all so small. I have three volcanoes. Two volcanoes are active, and the other is extinct. But one never knows."
"One never knows,"
said the geographer.
"I have also a flower."
"We do not record flowers,"
said the geographer.
"Why is that? The flower is the most beautiful thing on my planet."
"We do not record them," said the geographer, "because they are ephemeral."
"What does that mean, ephemeral?"
"Geographies," said the geographer, "are the books which, of all books, are most concerned with matters of consequence. They never become old-fashioned. It is very rarely that a mountain changes its position. It is very rarely that an ocean empties itself of its waters. We wrote of internal things."
"But extinct volcanoes may come to life again," the little prince interrupted. "What does that mean, ephemeral?"
"Whether volcanoes are extinct or alive, it comes to the same thing for us,"
said the geographer.
The thing that matters to us is the mountain. It does not change.
What does that mean, ephemeral? Repeated the little prince, who never in his life had let go of a question once he had asked it.
It means, which is in danger of speedy disappearance.
Is my flower in danger of speedy disappearance?
Certainly it is.
My flower is ephemeral, the little prince said to himself, and she has only 4 thorns to defend herself against the world, and I have left her on my planet all alone. That was his first moment of regret, but he took courage once more. What place would you advise me to visit now? He asked.
The planet Earth, replied the geographer. It has a good reputation.
And the little prince went away, thinking of his flower. 以上是小王子第十五章 Part 2的内容。如果喜欢我的频道，想支持我一下，也可以在资讯栏找到请 Amber 喝杯咖啡的连结。感谢大家的聆听，那我们下周见咯。See you next time. Bye-bye.